It's time to sample some of the baseball songs included on this year's Diamond Cuts album, Top of the Sixth. Proceeds from the CD go to the nonprofit group Hungry for Music, which provides musical instruments to needy young people free of charge. Jeff Campbell, who directs the project, stopped by to talk about some of the selections on Volume 6.
He's got dreams.
Yeah, this was a song that was written by the Grammy Award-winning Nashville songwriter Carl Jackson. And Carl drew inspiration from his childhood in rural Mississippi to write Dreams. And he told me he would play entire games in his gravel driveway, tossing up rocks and hitting them with a lead pipe. And he pretended that he was every player in the 1950s era Yankee lineup.
Dreams of a triple crown, joining those at Cooperstown. Setting records that will never fall.
How's a kid from Mississippi identify with the Yankees?
I think everybody identified with the Yankees back then.
That's not allowed in Mississippi. The kid from Spavinaw.
Yeah, this is a very poignant song about Mickey Mantle by Tom Russell. And Russell tells the story of Mickey Mantle in first person.
I was born in Oklahoma. 1931, outside the town of Spavinaw, where the red dust clouds the sun.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
This was written by Bill Scholer, who was inspired to write the song after reading about the injustice that Shoeless Joe Jackson suffered by the baseball establishment over the 1919 Black Sox scandal.
Somebody took a dive, Joe hit 375.
He knew about it, and I guess his biggest crime was not saying anything about it.
Joe's not in the Hall of Fame, but his shoes are. He really had shoes. I've been to the Hall, I've seen the shoes.
Shoeless Joe Jackson treated so bad it's a crying shame. He ought to be sitting in the Hall of Fame. So say it ain't so.
We got a song about the most fascinating figure in baseball, Mo Berg.
He's known as the brainiest man in baseball, and he could speak fluently in 11 different languages, and he attended Princeton and Columbia Law, and he sat on the bench more than he played in his 15-year career.
He used to say he would strike out in six languages.
So it was curious why he was invited to the exhibition tour of Japan for the Major League All-Stars, and while he was on the tour, he mysteriously slipped away to take covert movies all over Tokyo, and the movies were later used to plan Allied bombing raid in Tokyo in 1942.
Sounds like we're making this up. This is true.
No, this is very true.
Moberg and the Babe, they went over to Japan with a team of touring All-Stars giving clinics for the fans. This was back in the 30s, as the world prepared for war. Mo took a lot of pictures, nobody knew what for.
Now a real period piece. I really like that Marquard slide.
Marquard was probably the best pitcher in baseball at this time. In the beginning of 1912, he had won 19 consecutive games and was quite the showman.
All you fans, all you fans, clap your hands, clap your hands. Just you hear the tune that I'm going to croon.
Good country rock song about Dizzy Dean.
Well, Dizzy Dean was one of the most colorful characters in baseball, and, you know, after his career was over, he was pretty popular as a baseball broadcaster, and he was known to break out in song, and you can kind of tell what a character that he was.
Dizzy Dean! Oh, Dizzy Dean! He was the best damn flame-throwing pitcher that you'd ever seen. He was the sparkler of the dance house gang. He tried to strike out every man in the league. Dizzy Dean! Oh, Dizzy Dean!
Hey. Oh, Dizzy Dean! CD Diamond Cuts, Top of the Sixth, this year's album of baseball songs from the nonprofit group Hungry for Music. Jeff Campbell is director of the project, which provides free musical instruments to disadvantaged young people. Selections from Top of the Sixth are at npr.org.